Strange Adventure.
Sergeant Callahan handed Inspector Jonathan Hawke a letter the Homicide Bureau had just received.
Say, Chief, here's a good one. Boston just picked up a guy for robbery and found a diary on him. The crazy fool wrote down the dates and places of all his crimes.
Jonathan Hawke scanned the memorandum.
Oh, yes. Here's the entry that the Boston Police Department wants me to check on. Brooklyn, April 6th. The old man put up a fight, so I plugged him. Got away along Kosciuszko Street. Sergeant, I'm driving over to Brooklyn to see what I can find out.
An hour later, Hawk was talking with a Brooklyn police captain.
Oh, yes, Inspector. We're holding a man now, Ben Braden, for the crime. Reliable witnesses saw him running from the store after the murder.
Thank you. May I see the prisoner?
When Inspector Hawk walked into the cell of Ben Braden, a look of surprise came over his face. He knew he had seen this tall youth before. He studied the face of the prisoner as he jogged his memory. At last he spoke.
When did you get back from Tampico?
What are you talking about?
Remember me? I met you in a small cafe in Tampico about a year ago.
You're wrong, mister. I've never been in Mexico.
Perhaps I'm talking to the wrong man. If you're innocent, perhaps I can help you.
I am innocent, but I can't prove it.
Perhaps I can. I'm flying to Boston tonight.
If Jonathan Hawk was surprised when he first looked at Ben Braden, he was awestruck when he met the diary-writing criminal in the Boston jail. The prisoner looked enough like the Brooklyn man to be his identical twin. Somehow instinct, born of a long study of criminology, told the inspector that this man, and not Braden, was the murderer. He racked his brain for a way to prove it, a way to save an innocent man. Jonathan Hawk wondered if this were not the man he had met in Mexico. He tried a shot in the dark.
How did you make out on that gun-running deal in Tampico last year?
Oh, not too good. A couple of Hey, who are you?
Just the man you talked with in the waterfront cafe in Mexico. You're very clever at finding doubles who will be blamed for your crimes, like the man who was arrested for the murder you committed in Brooklyn. But your diary gave you away.
The prisoner was an egomaniac, proud of his clever trickery. His tone became friendly, almost boastful.
Oh, that diary? A lot of that stuff was phony. Yeah, I did write up all the jobs I pulled, but I didn't pull that one in Brooklyn. I just wrote that stuff in there to impress the dames.
Well, it was the diary that really trapped you. And all on account of one word. I asked you to write a sentence for me, stating that you had never been on Kosciuszko Street in Brooklyn. In both instances, both the diary and the sentence, you misspelled one word, Kosciuszko.
That night, Inspector Hawk boarded a train for New York, a signed confession in his pocket, and a handcuffed prisoner at his side. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Homecoming, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.